Jetzt mal Hand aufs Mainboard. Ein guter Spiele-PC, der muss schnell sein, das ist klar. Er muss leise sein, das ist auch klar. Aber er muss doch auch gut aussehen, finde ich zumindest, weil ich sehe den PC doch ständig fast 25 Stunden am Tag. Fragt sich nur, was bedeutet gut aussehen denn überhaupt? Wie muss ein Gehäuse, wie muss ein Mainboard, ein Netzteil designt sein, damit wir sagen, hey, das sieht gut aus und hat natürlich eine tolle Performance. Und hilft es denn dabei, selbst Gamer zu sein, wenn man solche Komponenten für Gamer anbietet? Darüber spreche ich heute mit Johnny Ho, dem Gründer und CEO von NCXT. Johnny, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Johnny, in 2024, you're celebrating the 20th anniversary of NCXT. Congratulations.
Thank you.
20 years, that's an amazingly long time. I can relate because I've been here at GameStar for more than 20 years and wow, looking back at the things that happened, it feels like having started here in the Stone Age. What are you most proud of in the history of NCXT since then?
Yeah, there's a lot to be proud of. But speaking of 20 years, at this point, it's basically half of my lifetime that I've been working on NCXT. I guess I could say I'm really proud of really like the culture we built. I think people who come to NCXT can really feel the authenticity in the company. Obviously, we've made a lot of good products and design and changes, but really, I think we've stayed really focused on our kind of original purpose of serving this PC gaming community, and that's been something I've been really proud of.
Right. Would you say that your experience in gaming and in business is a perfect fusion like Vegito?
Oh, yeah, Vegeta and Goku. I would say my experience, I feel very fortunate to be working on something that I think I'm okay at, not bad at, but I'm also passionate at. Like, I feel very fortunate to be able to wake up and work on a thing that I really love.
Yeah, great. That's just great. Yeah. We also know you're a big fan of Dragon Ball.
Yes.
That's why I asked. And yes, you started out as a PC gamer as well. So before we get to the business side of things and to the NCXT hardware side of things, let's talk about your gaming background for a little bit. Can you still remember the very first video game you ever played?
Yeah, if it's outside of PC, I played a lot of games on the Famicom, right? So there's obviously the super early days of Street Fighter, and I played, back in the day when arcades were very popular, I played a lot of arcade games. But on the PC games I played, probably I can think of maybe there's a game, really old game called like A10 Tank Killer. It's like a fighting slim game.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm a big fan of adventure games. So Monkey Island is like a huge, like it's still one of my favorite games today. And like Guybrush Threepwood is like one of the best characters in my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah. Look behind you, a three-headed monkey.
Yeah. That's right.
Stuff like that. Oh, you're very fortunate because I remember the very first game I ever played was the worst Pac-Man version in the history of mankind on the Atari VCS, which could only display one ghost at a time or per frame. So the four ghosts were always flickering the whole time. And I was like, is this broken? I should be switching to PC gaming.
Yeah. It reminds me of when the internet speeds were really slow and you had to like predict where people were going because there was always a delay for when before you fired something, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, quite like that,
yeah.
I guess. I imagine the workday of a CEO nowadays is very busy. Are you still finding the time to play games?
Yeah, especially like right now, like on a business trip, I loaded up a ton of games because I have downtime because I'm away from family, which I'm obviously a little bit bummed about. But right now I'm catching up on Baldur's Gate. I'm trying to push hard to finish through the game because it's a game that requires a lot of hours. So I'm almost there. I'm act three right now. So hopefully I'll finish before my trip.
Oh, cool. What are you playing?
What you mean? I'm playing an elf. Yeah.
Okay.
Thief.
Are you a nice character or a nasty one?
So I usually do the first play nice character, but I will always do a second play as an evil character. That's a very nice thing about open world games. You get to do the things you probably shouldn't be doing in real life.
Right. I would never do that, of course.
No, of course.
Yeah, we never nuked Megaton in Fallout 3 just to see what happens.
Yeah.
No, you would never do that as a gamer. I've also heard you've played a lot of League of Legends back in the day. Are you still into that? Or?
I was playing League of Legends, and then the past couple of years I played some Wild Rift. I haven't actually picked it up, but last year I was still playing. I played mostly mid, So
yeah.
I played Ziggs for a bit, and then I played Diana, yeah.
Yeah, So Aram just
cramming
all the people into the mid and having very fast
like burst fast damage. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, very cool. Are there any games, any upcoming games you're looking forward to right now?
I'm looking forward to the Star Wars game, the Open World Outlaws. I'm crossing my fingers it goes well, but I was very surprised by how good the Harry Potter game was, though. Mm-hmm. You know, Hogwarts Legacy, I was very surprised. That was like turned out way better than anyone was expecting, I think. Yeah,
absolutely. And it was one of the biggest sales hits as well.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah,
absolutely. As we talked about, you founded NCXT 20 years ago in 2004. What motivated you to found the company back then?
Yeah, so I had, prior to that point, I had actually been doing some design and consulting work for some companies in the industry. And that was right around the time there was this a very popular brand. I mean, they're still popular today, called Alienware. You know, and Alienware offered these really amazing machines. It was the first time I think people imagined computers not as a beige box. And that really inspired me. And I was thinking, okay, like, well, I couldn't afford one because back in the day, the Alienwares were already very expensive. They were like $3,000-$4,000. So just thinking about today's money and inflation, it's an insane amount of money, right? So I had done some work that was very successful. So I was like, why not try maybe to do my own design, but like the opposite to an Alien. So the first product we did was something called like the NZXT Guardian.
Right, I remember.
And then if you like, okay, what's the opposite of aliens? So it's this idea of like robots fighting, maybe aliens. So we even ran an ad that had like our case, but then it was like some maybe alien products like in the battlefield and stuff like that. And we got a reaction from that, which was very funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what did they do?
They ran the opposite ad. Higher quality, though. I think they had a bigger budget than we did. Yeah.
But that's very cool, starting out with this kind of friendly competition right from the beginning. And I actually remember the very first NCXT Guardian case with this, you know, this, as you said, this robot Gundam-like, also... It looked to me a bit like a Protoss from StarCraft, because I was very, very much into StarCraft as a strategy gamer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought like, wow, okay, how did they come up with that? Yeah. But
It had like all of the gaming elements like mushed together. Which I don't know if it was a good design or not, but it was like part Gundam, part Transformers. They actually had like Knight Rider lights in the front too.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then on the side there was like a little dragon on the emblem, and then there was like a sword with fire. Anyway, it was totally ridiculous. And but you know, try not to judge me. I was 19 at the time, so you know, like,
yeah. That's so young. I mean, be honest. Did you really design this to sell it to people, or did you design it for yourself?
Oh, like totally. For the first, like I would say, even 5 years, most of the time, I was just like, it was very much about designing for myself, right? Like the founding of the business was like, just trying to serve a need that I didn't think the market was serving. Mm-hmm. So like I was just surprised that like, oh, so other people maybe felt the same. So we managed to sell quite a bit of that Guardian case, and that was like the beginning of the business, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As you said, there were people who loved the design of the Guardian, and there were also others who quite didn't.
Yeah.
What did you learn about community feedback back then, right in the beginning?
Yeah, I would say like I definitely learned the PC gaming community is very passionate, right?
That's true.
You can passionate in both ways, love and hate type of relationship always with PC gaming community. But I think what I also learned from that is like, I think if you design something, I think it's good to design something that people have strong opinions about, then you can capture attention. Right. And at the time, you know, NZXT for a long time, we didn't have any marketing budget. Really, we intentionally designed the products in a way that it could attract opinion and strong opinions from people. So, yeah, I mean, over time, as we've had to reach more PC gamers, we've toned down and probably nowadays our designs are a lot more minimalist. Right. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that also what has changed most on the PC gaming, you know, hardware market since the day? I mean, it has evolved quite a lot. What were the most important changes and challenges for NCXT since then?
Yeah, I mean, we have obviously like business challenges growing the business, like as always, scaling the business from nothing to what it is today. But like, I think the PC industry as a whole, I think for a while, I think a lot of people didn't believe the PC platform was going to go anywhere, right? Like this idea of PC gaming is dead, right? And today it's obviously thriving. And that was something I think the PC gaming industry pushed through. I think streaming helped, Twitch helped a lot, esports helped a lot. You have a lot of live games now that are very popular on the PC platform, right? So I'm very optimistic about PC gaming as a platform. And as far as NZXT goes, we're always trying to find a way to kind of serve this community, right?
And you're totally right. All the PC gaming is dead.
Yeah.
Articles and during the years, well, they've been proven wrong.
Yes, I think so. I think so, finally.
I'm very glad it's still around.
Yes, me too.
Absolutely. Over the years, NZXT has expanded its product line from cases to within the PC, like, you know, power supply units or main boards, even and to outside the PC with like headsets, mice and keyboards. How did that expansion happen? What motivated you to expand in these areas?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the history of the company, we did just cases really for probably 10 years, mm-hmm. right? And then when we got into coolers, which were known for as well. I think from the get-go, NZXT had always imagined the day would come where we could make the entire, what we like to say is like the entire gaming desk, the entire experience. But it was a matter of like making sure you were taking your time and doing things right, you know, before you got into these categories. And I think right now it makes sense because we're finally able to. It wasn't like we wanted to build a gaming computer case company day one. We wanted to build a PC gaming hardware company. But it took time before you could be ready to invest in the categories and expand beyond your core competencies, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now the PC gaming hardware market is pretty crowded. Nowadays, what are you doing to make NZXT stand out? What's your DNA?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that doesn't change about NZXT, and I think we're known for it, is I think there's this element of design that we're known for, and we try to bring this consistency across every single category we're in. You know, we build some software that integrates across our categories, the NZXT CAM. And I think nowadays in certain regions around the world, we also offer like a direct consumer experience where you can purchase a complete PC from us, right? So what we try to do is really offer a complete experience, right? From what you know about the brand to even when you have to serve, when you do have to service it, like a really great end customer experience as well. So we see all those things being part of the brand experience.
And I can absolutely relate to starting the PC building service because I've never been a big PC builder myself. Have you? Have you been a PC builder back then?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. Yeah. I actually did like last summer jobs building PCs you can actually make pretty good money like helping people build PCs.
Ah, okay. I'll take a time traveling machine and tell myself back then.
Not anymore
about
though.
That.
Yeah. Now it's hard. Nowadays I still build once a year because we still make cases and coolers. So I build once a year just to make sure we're continuing to level up the game, right?
So yeah. I'm very thankful for PC building services like the one NZXT is offering because I've never been a big PC builder myself, but I have built PCs, but only those I wasn't going to use myself. So I build a PC for my girlfriend and then it's her problem if it doesn't work, something like that. And I've never had the patience for cable management.
Yes.
You know,
It's very therapeutic though.
It's like meditation.
Yeah.
Truly so. I know that for many people, it is so important to have a PC that is really standing out among others. You know, I was at a big LAN party event here in Germany a few months ago, and there were hundreds of people in a huge dark hall sitting there, and you could see the RGB's LEDs glowing back then, and everybody was presenting their rig and being proud of it. So is that a community you're kind of... How do you address this community of really enthusiastic PC rig building fans?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's part of the reason why PC gaming is so much so different than mm-hmm. other types of gaming platforms, right? Like when you get an Xbox or your PlayStation or a Nintendo Switch, it looks like that.
Yeah,
it's always going to look like it. You can put a skin on it, you know, and then it can make it a little bit different. But with PC gaming, you can do so much more, right? Like so many cases to choose from, coolers and stuff like that. RGB, now there's screens you can put inside your products. Like we have a product where you can put LCD screen on your water cooler.
Yeah.
Like people really take this idea of personalization or expression to a next level, right? And because they're very proud of these machines they work on. So it's one thing we spend a lot of time thinking about too, is how to enable customers to express themselves even more, because I think that's one of the reasons why you build your own PC, right? Because the reality is you can also buy a standard PC.
Yeah.
But from one of the many brands around the world, right? But why you build your own, why you get into PC gaming, why you have a glass, you want to see inside of, those are all different reasons, right?
Yeah. And you mentioning the Kraken water cooling unit is right on the point, I think, because it got this small display screen for GIFs and stuff like that. And did you know that people on YouTube were putting Dragon Ball themed GIFs on thing?
Yeah, me included. Yeah.
Really?
I have a photo of a GIF of Goku Super Saiyan behind mine. Yeah.
Excellent. So what is your approach when it comes to designing new products today? How's this process working for you?
Yeah, we have a internal process kind of around this whole idea of a DNA, right? Mm-hmm. And DNA, right? Just like everyone's, this DNA that flows through all of our products, and you know, whether it's like minimalism or particular shapes or that drives all our product design. So design at NZXT is completely centralized. Mm-hmm. So the head of design reports into me. So it's one way of making sure things are consistent. Yeah. And it's one of our core jobs. And I would say it's like a little bit unique, right, to have design reporting to the CEO, because often design is sometimes it's outsourced even, right? So
cool. So you're still involved in product development from the very start.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I actually found it's the thing I keep going back to, and I probably spend like maybe 40-50% of my time still involved in product. It's an area where I think we're a product company at the core. It's one thing we got to make sure we do right.
So is a new product going to go through many design iterations during this process? Is there a lot of back and forth between you and the designers?
This is actually one of the reasons we set up a DNA. Well, having a DNA helps to provide some sort of guardrails, right? So what we like to say that we do design, we don't do art. Art is like the world's, yeah, whatever, anything can be possible, right? And we want to make sure there's some consistency, right? So we have a DNA which allows for designers to do work without having to always check me, hey, does this fit in ZXT's design DNA? Well, there's like a whole guardrails and guidelines for how you do design. So mm-hmm. that helps with the process. So it's not iterative so much. So I think we do a pretty good job of getting through design. I'm mostly checking for just the overall product, right? The design, the quality, the user experience, you know, et cetera. Yeah.
Right. One design I remember in particular was the H6 Flow. We're going to talk about the H7 Flow in a minute, but the H6 Flow had this, you know, this missing corner with the angled fan. Yeah. How did you come up with that? Do you remember?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we care about, of course, is performance, mm-hmm. right? And what we noticed is with all these dual chamber fans that with the side intake, the fans were blowing directly at a glass, right? And we're like, well, what if we turn these fans so the fans didn't have to make an effort to turn? The air doesn't turn on its own, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. And then that then gave us this opportunity to do the fans angled on the right side. Yeah. And like, there's this thing people don't notice, I think, but when you angle the fans on the right side, it actually creates this illusion that it's actually a little bit thinner. So I think it gives it a better visual appeal. But it was really rooted in trying to improve the performance of the product and the graphics card thermals, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, at Computex 24, you are going to announce, or you have announced, new products. And we'll be talking about those in a minute. Yet I have to ask first, do you remember what it was like to attend your very first Computex back in the day after you founded the company?
Yeah. I mean, so certainly it's the first time you're out there and you have some media's coming. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's that different to you're always nervous when the media is coming to check out your product and you're curious on what people are going to say. Yeah, I mean, more or less, I don't think it's changed as much. You know, Computex is one of the good events where it's really focused on computer hardware, right? And it's nothing else but computer hardware. It's one of my favorite shows to go to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But back then you were just this one new guy between all those giants, maybe, that existed back then. It was exciting, I guess.
Yeah. It was more anxiety and probably being more nervous than exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, today NZXT is one of the most well-known brands in this area. Are you still excited when you're announcing new products?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I still get anxious and nervous. Uh, I've I have less nightmares, I think, nowadays. I used to get very nervous the day before launch. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, let's talk about the new H7 Flow and H7 Flow RGB for a minute. I think they're very interesting designs because they look very compact and, you know, minimalistic, while still offering maximum cooling performance with up to 10 fans. I think, how did you achieve that? Was it hard to cram all those fans in there?
Yeah, and again, like going back to kind of what I shared earlier on the H6, this was a result of us really trying to drive better performance, right? Mm-hmm. And someone, someone on the engineering team had actually mentioned, like, hey, what if we found a way to get some intake into the GPU, right? Because today the traditional ATX tower has a shroud, mm-hmm. right? And the shroud obviously completely blocks the ability to intake air. And I actually remember the first time they brought it up to me, I thought, like, what a terrible idea. This will look terrible, right? Like a power supply flipped on its side. And of course, our design and engineer was like, they give us some time. You know, they came back with a design and I think it looks amazing. And you can almost like not unsee this anymore. And when you see the power supply shroud now, you're like, why is it there? It's taking away the ability to add these intake fans at the bottom, right? And which has really improved the performance of a traditional ATX case without being super wide like the H6, right?
Mm-hmm. One innovation in particular are the F-Series single frame RGB fans that are being shipped with the H7 Flow RGB. Well, how did you come up with that design and what is its advantage?
Well, as we know, like there's been a lot of a big growth around these modular fans, right? While the modular fans are nice, I mean, we really fundamentally thought, like, if you didn't mind having the same branded fans, which we noticed most people were doing, mm-hmm. they wanted to buy it from the same brand, then why not we would just literally integrate it for you versus you even having to struggle with whether there's the magnetic or clips or stuff like that. It's literally just you pop it in there, 4 screws, and you're done, right? I mean, you could probably assemble one of these fan systems in less than 5 minutes, right? Right? Which even with the modular fans, I don't think you could do that fast.
Yeah, that is amazing because on the one hand, I'm a really huge fan of PC cooling because I'm living on the top floor of my building. And especially during the summer, it gets so hot in my apartment that you got about, 36 degrees Celsius, which is about 96 Fahrenheit, wow. I guess. And cooling is everything then. So everything that that makes cooling the PC easier and easier to handle is pure gold. Because on the other hand, I had an old PC with a cooler that was always rattling, you know, because it was a screw got loose or something broke with it. But I was too lazy to change it and to replace it with a new one. And then I always had to pound my case for it to be quiet for half an hour to settle again. And then the rattling began anew and it became kind of this ritual to always pound my PC. So I'm always glad there are new technical solutions for getting those fans right.
Yeah, yeah. And that's incredible even after 20 years how much there's room there is still left to improve in PC gaming hardware.
Absolutely. And there's also the new NCXT control hub.
Yeah.
For, well, controlling those fans. What does it do? What's new about it?
Yeah, so the great part about the fans we just shared was if you don't want to use NZXT CAM, you can plug them directly into the motherboard. Mm-hmm. So there's no like a walled off garden, if you will, right? It's just open, right? Which is, I think, the spirit really of PC gaming, right? You can pick whatever you want. Now, if you do want the CAM experience and if you want to do an even better job when it comes to wire management, then the controller hub allows you to connect all the unibody fans to one controller. And it's just like the single cable down to the motherboard and there's power too. But it really allows you to clean that up even further and allows you to use CAM to do all control of these fans.
Yeah, and talk about cable management. That sounds so much easier for people like me who hate it.
Yes, yes. And the fans are the worst, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you have this many fans, it's really challenging. Yeah.
Yeah. But a very, very clever solution you found there. And you can also go into zero RPM mode to have them very, very quiet.
Yeah, 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 exactly. You can set your fan curves, obviously, once it's under a certain temperature load to have them not be on, right?
Right. Switching to the power supply side of things, you're overhauling your whole product line to be ready for the future. What's important there? What's important for the future of power supply in your PC?
Well, I mean, right now it's obviously the ATX3 standard. So finally, we've launched our whole new line with ATX3 standard. We've also launched a flagship power supply now. I think the C1500, and that will for really the high end high end customer. And you know, NZXT has really been very well known in the case and cooler space. And right now, we're taking a really serious look at power supplies, and we have a whole revamped line as part of this. Yeah. And these have been in the work for a while now, and they're ground up designed, brand new from NZXT.
Yeah. One thing I find very interesting about the C1500 Platinum is that it can run in completely silent mode with no voice up to 60% loading.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great part of having a high wattage power supply, right? Because most of the time your PC is not needing to utilize that much load. So most of the time the power supply will actually just be off. Yeah.
Yeah. And having a quiet PC is worth quite a lot.
Yeah. So between the fan, the power supply, right? Really, you can have a pretty quiet PC when you're not in game mode, right? Or if you're playing a game that's not requiring a high draw on the power.
The C850, the C1000, and the C1200 Gold will also be available in black and white.
Yes, that's right.
From now on. What's important about giving the players, the gamers, this choice?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're seeing a lot of white cases now, a lot of white coolers, and power supply, traditionally, you would say it's a product you don't see very often, especially in a lot of NZXT cases. The power supply is actually hidden behind the motherboard or the power supply shroud. But I think when every single component in your PC is white and your power supply is black, I think there's going to be a need. And we specifically designed the power supply to make sure there's to minimize the amount of black parts, because there's products on the market that are white but not quite white. So we wanted to make sure this was as many white parts as possible, especially for the folks with OCD or, they needed everything to be white. I think this helps to solve a challenge there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of the white design, because it always seems more science fiction-like to me, like the space shuttle or something like this.
Yeah.
I love having white gear.
Yeah. We've definitely come a long way from beige computers to now theme it white and black and RGB. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, talking about coming a long way, without telling us anything secret, what do you think are the next 20 years going to be like for NZXT? Anything, are there any hardware trends in particular that you're watching? Anything you're particularly excited about?
I think from NZXT, what you'll see is us continue to work on things like consistent design across all our categories, continue to raise the bar on design. I think you'll see us try to improve the user experience as you have all these products on your desk, between the mice, the keyboard, the computer, the monitor, and all this stuff. Right? I think there's a lot of opportunity there. Beyond those things, I think VR is still interesting in PC gaming. I think there's a question on whether or not content will come. But we try not to predict the future, right? And I think we try to solve the problems we see existing today. And I think there's still plenty of things to do there, including things PC gaming is still fairly expensive, right? Even a very entry level PC gaming build is probably $1,000, dollars that would acceptable get build, and that's still a lot more than consoles, right? So those are the things we think about, how do we solve for those problems too? Right?
Are you looking into cloud gaming services as well? Because when, Microsoft X Cloud or Amazon Luna and all those services, which are meant to make the traditional PC not that important anymore, because people can play on every screen that has an internet connection. Do you see this as a threat or as a chance as well?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a threat. I think anything that enables more people to get into what PC gaming or core gaming is a good thing, because then hopefully eventually one day they get down to wanting to buy a PC, build a PC, whatever. I see those as potential customers. I think the challenge with cloud gaming is it's not really PC gaming, right? Cloud gaming is it's a very controlled environment, so it's certainly things I've thought about, right? How do you get people a PC for a lower cost? Maybe it's through cloud, but I feel like you have to offer something that's more of a complete solution than just just gaming, right? Because that's one of the value props of PC gaming, is that PC allows you to do a lot of other things beyond just gaming.
Oh, very much so. That's how I got into PC gaming as well, how my parents allowed it. Because, I can do my homework on this PC, you know? I will be playing banned shooter games as well, but you don't have to know about that.
Yeah.
I'll be doing my homework.
Yeah. I mean, especially nowadays, I think, because so much of the content on consoles are also on PC.
Yeah. Yeah, truly so. It's become a way stronger platform than it was even 20 years ago. Many people wouldn't have expected that, but I'm glad it happened that way.
Who would have thought, we could have God of War on PC gaming, which is like...
Exactly,
you would
even
have never
Sony.
Believed that.
Yeah. Now, if Nintendo would be opening up as well, we would have everything.
That would be the dream. That would be the dream, for sure.
That would be the dream. Yeah. So if you had... we have a Dragon Ball actually in our studio setup. If you had seven Dragon Balls and could wish for anything in the world, what would you wish for the next 20 years of NZXT?
Oh, man. I'm not going to wish something for NZXT because, what NZXT will get will be the result of what we put in. But I personally wish it was gamers didn't have to have so many platforms just to play the games. You know, like I was one of those gamers who had because I love games so much, I like the Nintendo platform, I had the Sony platform, I had the Microsoft platform, and then I had the PC, and then like the Rock Band. You know, you had to have so much hardware that had so much overlapping technology within them just to play the content, because the content were all gated behind these walled off gardens. And I understand why that exists, but wouldn't it be nice if there was just one platform we could play all our games on and we don't have to worry about all the hardware restrictions and stuff like that, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's a beautiful wish, which concludes our interview at this point, Johnny. Yeah. Thank you so much. It was great.
Okay, thanks so much for having me. Yeah.